begin our study on and about angels. Okay? On and about angels. The Bible has a lot to say about angels, and it is worthwhile exercise, as because many people have their own understanding and definition of and idea of who and what angels are. But I think you, like me, will be enlightened by this course of study as we talk about angels. Amen? So here's the first thing. Let me give you a definition, because again, like I said, many people have their own ideal of who and what angels are. But let me start this discourse with a definition, okay? Angels are created spiritual beings with moral judgment and high intelligence, but without physical bodies. Again, angels are created spiritual beings. They possess moral judgment and high intelligence, but without physical bodies. Okay? One last time for the slow writers like myself. Angels are created spiritual beings with moral judgment and high intelligence, but without physical bodies. Angels have not always existed. This blows away one of the myths that many folks have about angels. It is God and God alone who has been eternal, meaning before and without end. But angels have not always existed. Even as Adam and Eve was created, so God created the heavenly host, and we're going to see that. They are a part of the universe that God created. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And we focus so much of our attention and our understanding on the created world in the earth, because that's what we see and relate to. But the Bible is very clear that he created both the heavens and the earth. That there is a created world, a created order, a created structure that exists up in heaven. First, he created the heavens, and then he created everything and everybody in heaven. And that includes angels. Amen? If you have your Bibles, let's go to Nehemiah, the 6th chapter. In the interest of time, we'll break it up. Somebody grab Nehemiah 9 and 6, and then someone else get Psalms 148, verses 1 through 5. Nehemiah 9 and 6, Psalms 148, 1 through 5. Let me know when you have it. Who has that? Anybody with Nehemiah? You have it? Okay, good. Go with it. 9 and 6. Mm-hmm. Yep, you got it.
And all that is there is in them.
Mm-hmm. Read that first sentence again.
You alone are the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
You have made heaven, the heaven of heaven, with all their hosts.
You have made heaven, right? Listen to what he's saying. In the beginning, God created the heavens, heavens, plural, the heavens, right? Isn't that what the word said? The heavens. Now he comes here and says, you have made heaven and the heaven of heavens. Right? He's showing you structure, right? There's an earth, and then above the earth we have a what? We have a sky. We have there's a structure to it. It's just not the earth. You know what I mean? But when we step back out, we get into the galaxies and look back, we see that God has a structure. There's planets. There's stars, there's moons, there's galaxies. You follow what I'm saying? He created all, and there's an order to it. There's a structure to it. And as we can see it and relate to it in the earth realm, so it is in heaven. And he gives us a glimpse at it here by saying, you made heaven, and you made the upper heavens. Right? You follow what I'm saying? There's a structure to it. You follow what I'm saying? Your God is an architect. He has laid it out, right, all of it to glorify him. And you'll see that you've made heaven, you've made the heaven of heavens. And here, this is a reference to angels with all their hosts. Right? You ever been out to dinner at a restaurant and they refer to them as hostesses? You know who the hostess are? They're the people who work there, right? You go to the restaurant, but when you get there, the host serve you. They take your order. They bring your drink. They take your coat to the coat check room for you, right? You follow what I'm saying? Again, we understand that concept. Ezra is now here applying it in heaven. There's heaven. There's the upper heaven. And in this structure, this order in the heavens, God's got people who work there. They're not people like you and I, but they are created beings called angels. The host of heaven. Right? Now read the last sentence. They work there in heaven, and their job is to praise God. That's what the host of heaven do. And the host of heaven worships you. You follow what I'm saying? And as we study in the Word of God, we understand that man was created to do what? To worship God. So that God, out of all that he created, would receive constant worship. As we dig into this, you'll understand that angels, that they praise God nonstop. Those that serve close to his presence, all they do is say holy throughout all eternity. Constantly praising him. One, because he's worthy, and two, praising him for what he has done. None of this existed before God spoke. This order, this structure, not only in the earth, but in the heaven and in the upper heaven, it is all out of the mind of God. And just like we who live on the earth, humans, and I don't know if you guys, but I like all that NASA stuff and space stuff. I watch it from time to time. And you know what always gets me? They all say the same thing after whatever their big story is. And they always say, you know what they say at the end of the show? And there's so much more we still don't know. They done gone to the eighth galaxy. The ship done went around the moon and come. I mean, just Every time I watch, they living on Jupiter. There's all types of stuff going. We done found a black hole in this and all of this. And they said the most amazing thing is it's still more out there. It's not like we're coming to an end. Like, wow, just a few more and we'll cover all of space. The known galaxies. We're going further and further. And we have enough wisdom to realize we're not even close. This is why you worship God continually. He's so far beyond our understanding and what he's done. Are you with me in this? Who's got Psalms 148? Volunteers? 1 through 5. Who? Praise him, all his angels. Keep going.
Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heaven. The waters that are above the heaven. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created.
Wow. This is what God has done. Praise him, all the host of heaven. For everything he's done. This is why we praise God. One, because he's worthy alone. Second, because what he's done is unfathomable. I mean, we can't get our arms around what God has done. Are you with me in that? Read it again, Kath. All his angels. Wait, stop. Whose angels? God's angels. And they're his angels. Why? Because he created them. That's right. Good. You're down. You're in the advanced class. Keep going, Cass. Look at this. Not only the beings praise him, but the static creation praises him. Things that have no life in them. Things that, unlike us, lack high intelligence, lack moral judgment. Even without that, God has commanded them, your job is to praise him. And how does the inanimate world praise God? By doing what he commanded them to do. That's how they praise God. That's how the sea praises God. By refreshing the streams, the rivers, the brooks. That's their job. To bring in fresh water. To fill up those basins. That's how the trees praise God, by blooming in their own season, right? And every fruit shall will do what? Bring forth his fruit in what season? Where did he get that season? That God gave it to him. You don't bloom in this season. I didn't ask you to bloom. I asked you to bloom in this season. And if you're going to praise me, you're going to do what you have been created to do. That's how God gets praised. And even as it's so out of the inanimate rocks and things without life, so it is for us that, again, possess moral judgment and high intelligence. We praise God by doing what he has created us to do. Are you with me on that? Is that all of it, Kat? How far did you get? Is that good? Stars praise God. Keep going, Kat.
And the waters that are above the heavens, let them praise.
Stop. Now, how y'all skip over that? Y'all should have told her to stop. He's got water laid up in heaven. You gotta understand this. There is water above the earth. Are you with me on that? Here's how the people always make it. You know, the flood come. That's the first time we see or hear about rain in the earth. So people always ask, well, how did he water the earth? How did he get things to grow if there was no rain until Noah? It is the dew that comes down. Well, where's the dew coming from? From the water in heaven. That's where it's coming from. He's got a water layer, structure, order. You follow what I'm saying? Up in heaven. We're focused, humankind, we're so focused on the water that is in the earth, the seas, lakes, rivers. God's saying, look, he's got water up in heaven. Right? Look, we talked about Noah the first time, rains, flood, 40 days and night. Now, what's the cool thing about the flood and the water? Who knows the cool thing about the flood and the water? Who's got it? Huh? You read it, because I got to work this angel thing. The Bible says it not only rained 40 days and 40 nights. We know that it rained constantly. 40 days, that's non-stop. And none of us can imagine that. We can't even imagine it raining all afternoon. It rained all day and all night. But if you got to get in there and study this. The Bible said, because he wanted to flood the earth, the Bible said he broke up the cisterns of the deep. Read it. It's in the Noah account. It's not only that water came down. Water came up out of the earth. Read it. It's in your Bible. Noah account. He says he broke up the cistern. You know what a cistern is? Anybody know what a cistern is? It's a pitcher. Something you hold something in. It's a pitcher. Bible says this is about your God, what he's created. This is what I'm talking about. We haven't even scratched the surface about what God knows. God says under the earth, he has cisterns, craters, things underneath the earth that hold water underneath the earth. It's in your Bible. I'm not making this stuff up. And when the flood came, he not only sent rain down, the Bible said he crushed the cisterns that he had created. And water came up out of the earth. That means the seas flooded, not just your toilet. We all bent out of shape because your toilet flooded. When God floods something, he floods the whole ocean. He caused the oceans to overflow. They went beyond their commanded boundaries. Why? Because he broke up the cistern. This is what I'm just telling you. You understand why we got to pray? This is what he's done. And this is stuff we don't even think about. We don't even know it's there. But he's done it. And he says we ought to praise him for it. You with me on that? Somebody grab 1 Colossians 1:16. We looked at it from the Old Testament. Let's look at it from the New. Colossians, the very first chapter and the 16th verse. You with me on this? Whoa, all right. 2 Corinthians, guys. 2 Corinthians, all right. Colossians, plural, with no prefix. Colossians 1:16. Who's got that? Again, order. We're so focused on what's in heaven. What's on earth, he's got a whole nother world going on up in heaven that he created. Go with it. Okay, stop there. You can't skip over that. There's stuff we can see. and the stuff we can't see. And in that structure, angels fall in the category of things created by God that the human eye cannot see. But yet is just as real as you and I. You with me on that? Go, keep going, Sister Helena. All of these are names for angels. That's all this is. These are names for the spiritual beings created by God. Go with it again. He created everything. And he created it all for himself. You with me on that? Whether we see the cisterns under the earth or not, he created it. Whether we know or realize that there is a layer of water above the earth, whether you know it or not, he did it. Whether the next NASA ship goes beyond Neptune or not, guess what? He did it. Whether we ever discover it or not, he still did it. Visible, invisible, known or unknown, God created a world by himself. For himself. And if we desire to praise him, we will do it by doing what he created us to do. Are you with me on that? That angels exercise moral judgment is seen in the fact that some of them sinned and fell from their position. Let's just cover this so we can, this is a good backdrop. We're not going to exhaust this tonight. We're going to do that later. But somebody, 2 Peter 2 and 4, and then Jude 6. 2 Peter 2 and 4, Jude 6. Go ahead, read that for us, Brother Norm. 2 Peter 2 and 4. Read it again. There it is. It can't be any plainer than that. He's just telling them. Of these created beings, again, created spiritual beings with moral judgment and high intelligence, but without physical bodies, but yet they sinned. Right? Just as he made another species, right? Are y'all with me on this? Spiritual beings. Are you with me on this? With moral judgment. Right? Are you with me? With high intelligence. The only difference is this species has. Are you with me on this? And both species. Can I get a witness? We got the Word of God on it. Look. Paul had it right. Did he have it right? Paul said what? All. We hear it and we think all humankind. We think all mankind. We think all sons of Adam, all daughters of Eve, and we fail to include. But Paul got it right. We just had to do our homework, right? That's why Peter comes along and lets us know that even though they were created to exist in heaven with God, but even they have sinned and in like manner suffered judgment from God. Go. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's the matter of fact, I'm gonna work that in here before the not this month, but next month. Yeah, that's why he cursed the tree, because it didn't do supposed to do. He came to it because his expectation was that there would be fruit. And his expectation was such because he created it that way, that it would bear fruit at this season. So he didn't come there hoping to find fruit. He came there expecting to find fruit. Do you follow what I'm saying? So he didn't curse it because he was mad at it. He cursed at it because it was disobedient to his command. And this book we're studying says what? All disobedience. Whether by created spiritual beings with moral judgment and high intelligence, with or without physical bodies and the inanimate world. Everything is created with a purpose. I keep trying to remind y'all that. God doesn't do anything without a purpose. If it exists in this world, God gave it a purpose. Watch this. Not when he created it, but before. He didn't bring it here now and say, let me figure out what I'm going to do with it. God said, I need something done, and I am going to create you. I am going to create this to do it. Do you follow what I'm saying? Are you with me on that? Jude 6, who's got it? Jude verse 6. Wow. Read it again, Sister Mary.
And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority.
Here it is. He's given them authority.
Abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day.
All right, read it again. Read it again, Mary. I got to get this. There's something there you guys got to get.
And the angels did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling. These he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day.
All right, we're going to read it again. But I want you to read it slow. There's something there. You guys got to get it. It's not plain, but it's there. This is Bible study class, right? So we can do this, right? Let me get that too, Sister Mary. I need to get this too. Huh? What version is that you're reading, Mary? Are you guys ready? Look, if you guys get this, we'll end class now. It's there. If you get it. And the angels, right, created spiritual beings with moral judgment, high intelligence, but without physical bodies. The angels who did not keep their proper dominion, she said authority, help me understand, because they were created as a higher order. They're not inanimated rocks, right? They have high intelligence, moral judgment. And God has entrusted to them authority, right? God says, you decide. You. I've given you what you need to worship me. Now go forward. Right? So you got, okay, angels, keep proper dominion, authority. But left their, King James Version says, abode or place. All right? Everything that God created, you with me, has a purpose and a place. Right? This is your Bible. We're just working it out. Everything he created has a purpose and a place. The water that is above the heavens is there, what? On purpose. That's its place in God's created order. And it has a purpose to fulfill in nurturing the earth world. Right? It's got a place. We study the water, the name, all that. What high tide and low tide. Anybody know what high tide and low is from a spiritual perspective? Anybody know what it is? You know, high tide, the waters come in, the waves real high. Low tide, the water goes out and all that. Anybody know what that is spiritually? That's the water saying, wait a minute. God doesn't allow me to go any further. So I got to back up. If it was left up to the water, it'd keep going. That's what a tsunami is. Just keeps going. All inland, all up, just what? Because it has a purpose and a place, a set boundary. The water, who lacks high intelligence, who does not possess moral judgment, gets to a point where it says, I cannot go any further. Why? This is beyond my... God didn't allow me to go there. God said, I can go here. When I get here, I got to stop and back up. Right? Because everything God creates has a what? A purpose and a place. Just look. Anything you look at has a place. That's why you don't see stars down here. They got a place. You follow what I'm saying? Let me get out of this, because if you get it, you can go home. Here it is. That's the old domain. Here it is. But left their abode, their place where he had. Here it is. I'm even telling you, it's in the second half, the beginning stuff. We're just fooling around. He has reserved everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Anybody see it? It's the last sentence. Last phrase. Angels. Huh? Yeah, keep thinking about them. That's good. Angels. Created spiritual beings, moral judgment, high intelligence, without physical bodies. Look what the writer says in Jude. Because they left their abode, misused their authority, he has reserved in ever lasting chains under darkness for the judgment. Right? Now step back from it. That's not what I want you to get. What I want you to get is now think about you. Read that same passage, but don't focus on the angels. Focus on you. If you get it, we're out of here. It's there. Who can see it? follow me. I'm trying to walk you down the path. What are we talking about tonight? Angels. First, we understand that they're not eternal. They have a beginning, and it looks like they have an end. God created them. Okay? They're not God. They're not eternal. They have a beginning. God created them. They work in heaven. They have a purpose. They have a place. And now we have a witness that they abused their purpose and their place. Abused their authority and left their abode. They went places they weren't authorized to go. You follow what I'm saying? And as a result, now judgment comes. Judgment comes why? Because they disobeyed. Right? And as a result of their disobedience, he has reserved a place for them. And these are reservations they cannot cancel. All I'm asking you to do, in light of that, don't look at the angels. Look at you. I don't know. You tell me. You a preacher? You a preacher preaching. She's got you closer. She said there's grace for us. Right? It does. It does. Y'all just dancing all around it. Y'all just skipping. What are we playing? Somebody find this. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Somebody find that. Who's got it? Come on, all you iPads, iPods, iPhones, iBible. And while they're getting that, somebody look up the word redeemed. 107:2, what it say? Somebody get that redeemed. I'll take both if you got it. Yeah, well, I like that. That gets us closer. The regaining of something. That gets you closer. The regaining, to redeem, to get back. Right? Right? Look, Keisha's trying to get you home. Right? Right? Google this. I almost know where it is. That the saints have a testimony that the angels cannot give. Google that. I almost want to say it. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't. I can't. Is it with he made us a little lower than the angels? Get that. That's where it is. I know where I'm going. Get it. Get that, and let's work that, because that there it is. That's my answer. Where is it? Is it Hebrews 4? Hebrews 2:7. Let's all go there. Let's all go there. Yeah, that's good stuff. But that is,
What does 2:9 say?
Somewhere in there it says that believers have a testimony that the angels cannot give. Where's that? Y'all gonna make me go for it. I'll find it. I'll bring it. I'll get it and bring it. Here it is. But let me cut to the chase while you lose the momentum in this. So the angels who sinned by misusing their authority and going beyond their proper place, he's reserved for them, right? Chains in and under darkness against the day of judgment. Here it is. This is the big thing. And they shall never be forgiven of their sins. Spiritual beings like you and I, with moral judgment, just like you and I, high intelligence, just like you and I, we with a body, they without a body, created to live and operate in heaven, in the presence of God. You would think, since they are a higher order of being, they would have a greater privilege in the Creator's sight. But we, though like them, but less than them, according to the Word of God. The Word of God said he made us what? A little. This is your body. Little lower, right? But he has now blessed us with his grace and mercy, who although like the angels, though less than the angels who have sinned have a reservation with judgment that cannot be canceled. But the book says what? Of the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say what? Say so. That we, just like the angels, abused our authority. Stepped outside of our prescribed place. He said, anything in here you can have. There's only one tree. Leave it alone. That's all you got to do. I created this place for you, right? And in it, I've given you some boundaries to operate. I've given you authority. Whatever you say it is, that's what it'll be. Whatever you call it, that's what it'll name it be. Whatever you want to eat, you can have at it. But I'm given one boundary. And like the angels, we abuse both our authority and our place, but thanks be unto God that unlike the angels, this is why you got to study angels, no forgiveness. This is in your Bible. You read it. They have a reservation that cannot be canceled. Like them, we too had a reservation. My Bible tells us that what? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Right? But God has redeemed us by the precious blood of the Lamb. And while we are not like angels, in that we were created a little lower. God has exalted us to the most, to the highest heavenly places. The Word of God says we are seated where? In heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We weren't even created to live there, to operate there. Our place was not in heaven. Our place was in the earth. And even though we failed, even though we came short of the glory, even though we left our proper place and position, our purpose and position, by faith are we saved by grace. There's a difference. One of these days you'll wake up and you'll thank God for the difference. They lived in heaven, operated in heaven. The book says when they sinned, God made a reservation that cannot be changed. But for us, songwriter said Jesus dropped the charges. And now we have what? Now we have what? New reservations. We got a new place to go to. Now we've got a date with new folks. Not in hell, but up in heaven. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am. The Philippian writer says, now because he humbled himself, now God has given him a name above every name. And God will exalt him to the height of heaven. And he said, where I am, there you'll be also. The angels, they could have been at the party. They could have been there. They abused their authority, left their place. That's why he says what? Let the redeemed. That's what the angels can never give that testimony. They can tell of his glory. They can speak of the wonders of heaven. They can talk of the, not just the heavens, but the upper heavens. The next couple of weeks, we're going to get into the cherubims and the fish who look at the face of God. But they'll never be able to say, I've been redeemed. Once those boys fell, once those beings fell, they were condemned forever. But not you and I. Because of his blood, now we have a chance for new reservations because of Christ Jesus. And one day we will be seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. All because of what? The blood of Jesus Christ. All in God's plan. We thought it would have gone the other way. But look how much God has highly favored and exalted us. Amen? Well, we're going to stop there. Y'all not really out early because y'all didn't get it all. And I got to go find that. I got to know that we have a testimony that the angels cannot give. And that's the test. We've been redeemed. Because unlike them, the portion that fell can never be redeemed. Can never be redeemed. Can never say, I'm sorry. No remission, no repentance. But for us, because of our kinsman redeemer, we can say, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I once fell, but Christ picked me up and seated me in heavenly places. Amen? Hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Our Father, which art in heaven, we thank you. Thank you for what our ears have seen. Thank you for what our ears have heard and our eyes have seen and what we have felt in our own hearts. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for allowing us to look over into another part of your creation. Thank you for insight and to God's plan of redemption and how you have prepared for us a place with your Son up in heaven. And so we thank you for it. We praise you for it. Now go with us. Stand by us. Give us traveling mercy. Go with the believers. Stand up strong in and through them, both in this church and wherever they are around this created world. Cause us to declare the name of Jesus Christ boldly and courageously and forever. Give your name the praise, for your name is worthy for all that you have done. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Taylor.